the code of your atmosphere. We won't sing retrograde. We'd shake the frame of your car. Now we know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay. There ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love. You got all my love. I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was. It's all okay. There ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love. How it was, how it has to be. You burrowed in under my skin. What I'd give to have you out for me. But I still recall how the leather in your car feels. And at the end of it all, I just hope that your scar. Retrograde, we'd shake the frame of your car. Now we know your name, but thought you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my love. I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my. Slept. And I look so confident, babe, I swear I was scared to death. My hands grip the wheel, I smile stupid the whole way home. Well, those five words in my head, you said I'll never let you. With the pills and the dogs, until this year stole the words from my tongue. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my.
This is Ava Mayella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is All Right with Ava. I'm going to be at 2 p.m. every Monday, so very exciting for the summer. So what you guys just listened to was All My Love by Noah Kahan. I just saw Noah in concert, and it was just so amazing. Like, his voice, I don't know how to even describe it. It's like kind of like yodely. I don't know. It's like a little country, but then like not, because I don't really love country music. But yeah, I just really love that song. And he just came out with a deluxe for Stick Season, which is like from, this is from that album. So that was super cool to listen to. Next up, I'm going to play The King by Sarah Kinsley. I also just saw Sarah in concert. I've been doing like a bunch of concerts recently. And oh my God, like, she literally has the most talent I've ever seen someone have, like, while performing live. And her songs are so amazing on record and digital, but like in person, it's just next level. And the tickets were like $16. I was like, oh my goodness. But yeah, so this is The King, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So that was The King by Sarah Kinsley. And yeah, just a really good song. Next up, I'm going to be playing Lola by Maud Latour, which is funny. It's been a while since I've like been on air. It's been probably like a month. I mean, the last time I was in like the studio, I was taking photos of the micro bangs I got cut against my will. I did not ask for micro bangs and they just went for it. And so I was like looking back at my camera and laughing. But around that time period, I was hyper fixating on this song again, Lola. And so I thought I'd play it. Yeah, just a little, you know, jump in time. But hope you guys enjoy. This is Lola by Maud Latour. So that was Lola by Maud Latour. Next up is Dance 2, or Dance II, but I think it's Dance 2, by Discovery Zone. We have this like cute cafe on campus called The Sink, and this is one of the songs that I stole from The Sink. I was waiting for my coffee. They love to chat, like the baristas there just love to chat, so you're usually just like sitting and waiting for a second, but it's really nice because the music is good, so, and the vibes are so good in there. But yeah, so I picked up this song while I was waiting for my coffee, and I really like it, so hope you guys enjoy. This is Dance 2 by Discovery Zone. So that was Dance 2 by Discovery Zone. And next up is going to be a lot more energetic because I realized that song is really long halfway through it. So I'm going to be playing Lost It by Talking Points, which is actually my cousin's band. this is their one song that's out right now, but I personally love it. I think it's almost at like 200,000 streams on Spotify, which is super cool. Yeah, but it's a lot more of like a fun energy song for the summer type vibe. So brace yourself, everyone. This is Lost It by Talking Points.
Underneath your fingertips. Never thought that you would get a grip like this. Underneath your fingertips. Never thought that you would get a grip like this. Underneath your fingertips. Never thought that you would get a grip like this.
So that was Lost It by Talking Points. And yeah, I mean, I'm super proud of Jack. It's a really good song. It was so funny, actually. My younger cousin, Cole, I think has a band. He's in like maybe second or third grade, probably actually older. And that's like embarrassing that I don't know, but like young. And it was so funny because there was a video sent to the family group chat of like Cole's band performing Jack's song, but like a lot of the lyrics had to be switched, so it couldn't be like, oh, I need a drink. And so it was like, I need to think with a friend, or like something like that. It was just so funny. But yeah, anyways, next up I'm gonna play a song I just found this summer, and like 2 weeks ago. It's called Carry You Home by Circa Waves, and I love it, so hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back. I'm supposed to be Superman, but I just cried in my hands. Oh no.
Oh no.
So that was Carry You Home by Circa Waves. Thank you for everyone who just tuned in. I just got a bunch of texts of people tuning in, and it's so nice. Next up, I'm going to play a song that I found from TikTok, which is kind of embarrassing. Also, like, it's the type of song where you listen to it the first time and you're like, oh, this is a vibe. And then you, like, dissect the lyrics and you're like, well, like, accountability can be fun sometimes, but... Anyways, I just think it's so fun, and I've been listening to it, like, on repeat. It's called Blame Brett by The Beaches, and it's, like, an all-women rock band, which I love. So, hope you guys enjoy.
Done being the psycho. You can
So that was Blame Brett by The Beaches. I have this like one type of dad humor where like I always find it so funny after a song like that to be like, guys, I don't know who we're gonna blame. But then I try to stop myself. But anyways, there you go. Next up, we're gonna do a PSA. And I'm gonna read the ladder safety PSA because as I've said in shows before, there is nothing like reading these PSAs that make you feel like you can't read. So I'm going with one that I do quite often. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I just had to deal with like moving into my apartment with my friends, and every single time I had to use a ladder, I was thinking of that PSA, so it's doing its job. All right, next up, I'm gonna be playing Hits Different by Taylor Swift. But first, like, a lot happened, guys, while I was away. I mean, Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy were dating, then broke up. We learned that like Taylor and Joe are no more. Is it Joe? I think it's Joe. Anyways, very scary stuff. And then we learned that Midnights is basically a breakup album. And I wish that the other song that was released during this, like, I don't know, deluxe edition with like Karma with Ice Spice, which is hysterical. Everyone please listen to that. I can't play it on air because of curses. But I wish the other song that was released was actually on Spotify because I would play that one instead. But we're going to play Hits Different by Taylor Swift, which I love. It's kind of like an As It Was Harry Styles level of like sad, sad lyrics with like a good little peppy beat. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy. This is Hits Different by Taylor Swift.
I washed my hands of ice at the club. You made a mess of me. I pictured you with other girls in love, then threw up on the street. Like waiting for a bus that never shows. You just start walking on. They say that if it's right, you know, each bar plays our song. Nothing has ever felt so wrong. Oh, my love is a lie. It's what my friends say to get me by. It hits different. It hits different this time. Catastrophic blues. Moving on was always easy for me to do. It hits different. It hits different cause it's you. Switch out these cans. I just ghost. Rip the bandaid off and skip town like an unhinged outlaw. Freedom felt like summer then on the coast. Now the sun burns my heart and the sand hurts my feelings. And I never don't cry. I never don't cry at the bar. Yeah, my sadness is contagious. My
sadness is contagious.
I slur your name till someone puts me in a car. I stopped receiving invitations. Oh, my love is a lie. It's what my friends say to get me by. It hits different. It hits different this time. Catastrophic blues. Moving on was always easy for me to do. It hits different. It hits different. I find the your key, turn in the door, down the hallway. Is that your key in the door? Is it okay? Is it you? Or have they come to take me away?
So that was Hits Different by Taylor Swift. I really hope that Taylor takes a lot of time to heal from the past, like, 10 years of relationships. I feel like she must be really tired. I love the one lyric in this song that's like, I would just ghost, like, for all the other people. And it's kind of like, side eye. Like, we've heard the songs, Taylor. I don't think you just ghosted. But anyways, next up is Knuckle Tattoo by Girl House, which is a little bit more like rock. Honestly, don't really remember the lyrics of the song or what they mean. I think it's kind of random, but I love the sound of it. So hopefully you guys do too. Enjoy.
And it's starting to rain.
right. Well, Girl House Till I Die, that was Knuckle Tattoo by Girl House. I love Girl House. Actually, Concussion, which is by Girl House, I've said that too many times in the sentence, was my top song of last year, and I highly recommend that everyone listens to it. It's another one that I can't really play on the radio because of the curse in it, but it's so good. Anyways, we are going to jump to kind of like sad rock now. This is I Don't Know You Like I Used To by Mercury, and I found this actually because Spotify does that thing when you run out of songs on your playlist and it just starts throwing stuff at you, and I was like, wait, I really like that one. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy it.
Like the scenes out of the window of my car. I didn't realize it would move so fast, and now you feel so far. And I don't know you like I used to.
So that was I Don't Know You Like I Used To by Mercury, and that kind of ends the like rock section, the two songs. All right, so next up, I'm going to play Hills of Fire by, once again, Sarah Kinsley. And the reason why I'm playing this specific song is when, like, you're going to hear all of the notes that she sings, but in concert, she sings them even higher, and it was just, like, so insane. My brain could not wrap around it. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoy. This is Hills of Fire by Sarah Kinsley. So that was Hills of Fire by Sarah Kinsley. Once again, this is All Right with Ava. That's my radio show name, and I was reminded because I say all right after every single song, and that's kind of why. I just started, like, doing that. It was what my brain always did, and so instead of trying to fight it, I was like, what if I embrace it? Yeah, anyways, next up, I'm going to play Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius. I'm so excited. I'm seeing Boy Genius on the 18th, so that's this Sunday, and I'm just going to freak out, like, when I see them live. I don't even know what I'm going to do, but quick, funny story. So my dad, who I think is listening, so shout out, he listens to all my shows. Fell in love with Boy Genius. On the drive home from college, I played him like all of Phoebe Bridgers, all of Lucy Dacus, all of Julian Baker, and all of Boy Genius. And I was like, please love these songs. Like, you have to love them. And he was like, Ava, oh my God, like, I'm gonna actually fall asleep. It's 6 p.m. But then 2 days later, I got the text that was like, I'm obsessed with Not Strong Enough. And then that led to us going to my sister's like college graduation like a week later and simply playing like the saddest Julian Baker songs for the majority of the graduation weekend, which is just like an interesting choice that we did. But yeah, I absolutely love this song and all of those songs too. It was like so fun. But yeah, this is Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius.
Black hole opened in the kitchen. Every clock's a different time. It would only take the energy to fix it. I don't know why I am the way.
So that was Not Strong Enough, and I'm only going to play one more song, but I'll have a little time to log off after that. But this next song is like for me. Like, obviously these are all songs that I picked, but this song I'm like, I need to play that. And it's The View Between Villages by Noah Kahan. And Yeah, I don't know. Listening to this song, like, we were in Albany, so it's kind of like a rural place, and it's kind of a song about just like loving, you know, being in like a rural living spot. And I moved to Vermont like halfway through high school after growing up on Long Island. And I think it took like listening to the song with all those people to be like, yeah, when I'm in college, like in Boston, I miss, you know, just having nothing going on around me. Like, it really is such a lovely way of living that I think a lot of people just overthink, like, I don't know, overlook. Yeah, that's the word. They just overlook it. And it's quite beautiful. So it's kind of like a reflecty song. So I thought I would end my radio show starting the summer with this. But yeah. It's The View Between Villages. Hope you guys enjoy.
Air in my lungs till the road begins. As the last of the bugs leave their homes again, and I'm splitting the road down the middle for a Seventeen again. I am not scared of death. I've got dreams again. It's just me in the curve of the valley, and there is me.
So that was, the rest of it's just like instrumental, but that was The View Between Villages by Noah Kahn. And yeah, that was my radio show. I hope you guys enjoyed all the songs. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I knew the name of the song that Ava played, you can go to, I think it's like www.wmfo.org, and you can click on All Right with Ava on the calendar and they'll all be listed. But yeah, time to go back to my little remote internship. This is my lunch break. And I hope everyone has a really good week. So I'm going to do the official sign off, and then you're going to get some random music from Spintron. But yeah, this is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone has a good week.
I am. walks me by.